is made of all. Karma. According as a man acts and walks in the path of life, so he becomes. He that does good becomes good. He that does evil becomes evil. By pure actions he becomes pure. By evil actions he becomes evil. And they say in truth that a man is made of desire. As his desire is, so is his faith. As his faith is, so are his works. As his works are, so he becomes. It was said in this verse, a man comes with his actions to the end of his determination. Reaching the end of the journey begun by his works on earth, from that world a man returns to this world of human action. Thus far for the man who lives under desire. Liberation. Now as to the man who is free from desire. He who is free from desire, whose desire finds fulfillment, since the spirit is his desire, the powers of life leave him not. He becomes one with Brahman, the spirit, and enters into the spirit. There is a verse that says, when all desires that cling to the heart disappear, then a mortal becomes immortal, and even in this life attains liberation. As the slough of snake lies dead upon an anthill, even so the mortal body. But the incorporeal, immortal spirit is life and light and eternity. Concerning this are these verses. I have found the small path known of old that stretches far away. By it the sages who know the spirit arise to the regions of heaven and thence beyond to liberation. It is adorned with white and blue, yellow and green and red. This is the path of the seers of Brahman, of those whose actions are pure and who have inner fire and light. Into deep darkness fall those who follow action. Into deeper darkness fall those who follow knowledge. There are worlds of no joy, regions of utter darkness. To those worlds go after death those who in their unwisdom have not wakened up to light. When awake to the vision of the Atman, our own self, when a man in truth can say, I am he, what desires could lead him to grieve in fever for the body? He who in the mystery of life has found the Atman, the spirit, and has awakened to his light, to him as creator belongs the world of the spirit, for he is this world. While we are here in this life, we may reach the light of wisdom. And if we reach it not, how deep is the darkness? Those who see the light enter life eternal. Those who live in darkness enter into sorrow. When a man sees the Atman, the self in him, God himself, the Lord of what was and of what shall be, he fears no more. Before whom the years roll and all the days of the years, him the gods adore as the light of all lights, as life immortal. In whom the five hosts of beings rest and the vastness of space, him I know as Atman immortal, him I know as eternal Brahman. Those who know him, who is the eye of the eye, the ear of the ear, the mind of the mind, and the life of life,